Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Greetings to the teacher, Peggy, who is next to my partner. A dual channel carries an energy that a single does not. The same creative source is here for both. Many times the messages may be different, but they ally in consciousness and compassion. The balance of the male and the female on this planet is the subject of the shift. The planet is becoming softer because metaphorically the consciousness of the two genders is allying more together. A confluence of compassion changes the consciousness of regular thinking all over the planet. Last night we talked about the non-rules. We spoke of some of the attributes of a belief system that honors the individual and intuition. And yet there are those who will then question and say, yes, but Cryon, what about worship? How do we worship? And the answer I may give you, dear ones, is not the one you wish to hear. There is no worship. Worship is an idea that God is big and you are little, and you bow down before in a way that says, I'm small. You come to a place where you're actually taught a phrase that is the fear of God. There is no worship, dear ones. There is only honor. You might even consider changing the names of the service to honor services, where you would start by honoring yourself, and then you would go then by honoring your ancestors. And I'll tell you why so few humans have ever put this together or connected the dots. Why would a human being ever honor their ancestors, really? You would say, well, because they're old. because they lived a long time and they're family. you don't know, do you? Remember, dear ones, you incarnate in family groups. That means that if you sit and honor your ancestors, you are honoring your own past lives. You're honoring you in the past. Maybe you want to honor you in the future. You honor Gaia for being that which is the mother energy that you sit in. You honor the grids of the planet, which is Gaia, for creating the energies that actually shift with consciousness. And then you start by honoring the other things that you've come to pray for. How many of you have the courage to say, I honor what's happening in my body, and I tell it, not now. You honor what's going on in your body, perhaps that's inappropriate, and you say, not now. You're honoring disease, but you're telling it that it is not commensurate with the energy of your divinity. In other words, it has a right to be there, but not now, not today, not with you. Biology has its place, all of it. Any biologist will tell you that there are some ugly things to look at in survival with animals, and the things that are difficult for you to see, that it's the balance of nature. Disease is part of that, but not inside a divine vessel. Not anymore. Did you realize that? Did you realize that you have control over your health? If you can raise the consciousness of the very cellular structure in your body, a low consciousness molecule cannot invade. It's simple, because consciousness is physics. It is how you think about it that then affects your cellular structure. It will not allow anything that is a lower consciousness to attach itself to you, whether it's someone else's energy or whether it's disease itself. Every healer in the room knows that. Every healer in the room knows they don't heal, they balance. And when a human being can start to find the balance in themselves, the God in themselves, the disease leaves. Nobody's worshiping anything. It's an honoring process. It's beautiful. You honor the God within, and that honors the creative source without. This is basic metaphysics that says that the more you can love yourself, the longer you live. The more you can love yourself, the more others will see God in you. It's a basic principle, not a rule. A concept that must be self-evident. And for many of you, today it is.
Greetings, beloved Kryon. It is with great joy that I say, I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine, speaking in these times of change, reminding you of the unity that is possible within your own being and within the world. And so we wish to create waves of energy in this moment for you to become more aware of being present in this time and place. For there is an assessment that we will ask you to do of where you are right here, right now. It is with great joy that we remind you, you agreed 2017 is the year of breaking free. There are opportunities that you have lined up, you have already done it, to open new portals of change, to begin to create the foundations for the new ways on this planet. And what we ask of you in this moment is that you align in the energies of your creativity, that you begin to look at that which is before you in this moment. For as you come to understand what it means to love yourself in a most genuine way, the deeper you love yourself, the more you may love others. You will also come into an alignment of loving yourself into your next levels of evolution. The portals open for all of us. You are all channels, learning to channel more of who you are. And so we ask you now to bring into your consciousness that which is before you, a project, an idea, an understanding, to know what is appropriate for you to do now. The practical applications to be ready, for you have done very well to come to this point in your evolution, to continue to say, I am ready to change my old beliefs, and at the same time, to transform the old actions. And now we have the incarnating of more of who you are to co-create the new ways, to be ready as the portals open in 2017 for your time of breakthrough. Breaking free. Breaking free. Breathe. The energy rises through your spine. It is your own being that you experience. It is the energy of your fullness. You look energetically like these beautiful, beautiful trees of light. The energy flows everywhere. Nurture yourselves first. It is the time of nurturing. Nurture yourselves first. And then nurture one another. We ask you to join us in this consciousness. And you may say, and this is something we delight in sharing, from the very heart of your being, you may say, I am the wisdom of the feminine divine. Let's hear you. I am the wisdom of the feminine divine. In honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine. I am the wisdom of the masculine divine. In honor of the wisdom of the feminine divine. It is the energy of infinite love. Alive. Electrical, that brings the charge of change to every cell of your body, every layer of your DNA, every light fiber of your being. Feel the lightness. You are evolving into a time of understanding how to generate the greater light and being of who you are, willfully, consistently. Welcome to the energy of long life, regeneration, rejuvenation, an opportunity to remain, to apply the great wisdom that you have developed to this point. Would you like to do that? Indeed. It is in the energy of infinite love that each one of you resonates in this moment, honoring your own male and female energies, supported and loved in the energy of the Kryon, present now. And you will indeed leave this place differently, as our friend says, than you came. We are delighted that you are here. And let us continue. Now, and when you leave this place, together let us affirm, and so I am, and so we are. Enjoy. Enjoy the work. The wonderful work play that you have chosen, it shall become clearer. Listen carefully, and you will know. Love you greatly.